He had jogged in a prior life, though in the months before he disappeared his mileage shrunk as his weight ballooned. Now that he teetered on the brink of emaciation, they were not surprised to see him running again. He left his house, locking the gate behind him, and began a slow trot down the sidewalk along Huatiridentes. 9 minutes for the first mile, as the street went perfectly straight and the houses grew farther apart. The pavement turned to gravel on the edge of town, and halfway into the second mile his pace was down to 8 minutes a mile, and Danilo had himself a nice sweat. It was midday in October, the temperature near 80, and he gained speed as he left town, past a small clinic packed with young mothers, past a small church the Baptists had built. The roads became dustier as he headed for the countryside at 7 minutes a mile. The running was serious business, and it pleased them mightily. Danilo would simply run into their arms. The day after the first sighting, a small, unclean cottage on the edge of Pontoporan was rented by a Brazilian named Osmar, and before long the rest of the pursuit team poured in. It was an equal mix of Americans and Brazilians, with Osmar giving the orders in Portuguese and Guy barking in English. Osmar could handle both languages and had become the official interpreter for the team. Guy was from Washington, an ex-government type who'd been hired to find Danny Boy, as he'd been nicknamed. Guy was considered a genius at some levels and immensely talented at others, and his past was a black hole. He was well into his 5th 1-year contract to find Danny Boy, and there was a nice bonus for snagging the prey. Though he hit it well, Guy had been slowly cracking under the pressure of not finding Danny Boy. 4 years and $3.5 million, with nothing to show for it. But now, they'd found him. Osmar and his band of Brazilians had not the slightest hint of Danny Boy's sins, but a fool could see that he'd disappeared and taken a trainload of money. And although he was very curious about Danny Boy, Osmar had learned quickly not to ask questions. Guy and the Americans had nothing to say on the subject. The pictures of Danny Boy were enlarged to 8x10s and tacked along a wall in the kitchen of the dirty little cottage, where they were studied by grim men with hard eyes, men who chain-smoked strong cigarettes and shook their heads at the photos. They whispered among themselves and compared the new photos to the old ones, the ones from his previous life. Smaller man, odd chin, different nose, his hair was shorter and his skin darker. Was it really him? They had been through this before, in Recife on the northeastern coast 19 months earlier when they'd rented an apartment and looked at photos on the wall until the decision was made to grab the American and check his fingerprints. Wrong prince, wrong American. They pumped some more drugs in him and left him in a ditch.